Rosie by Leslie Pierce.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Peter, Lucy, Sammy and Joe, with love. Acknowledgements. Thanks to Gerald Lockyer, retired superintendent of the Somerset and Bath Constabulary, whose help, advice and knowledge of the police and their procedures during the 50s proved invaluable. Thanks also to Newsbeat, the Avon and Somerset Constabulary magazine, who so kindly helped put me in touch with Gerald Lockyer. Chapter 1. Somerset, 1945. The privy stunk worse than usual because of the heat, so Rosie pulled her knickers down out in the orchard before opening the rickety door. Then, holding her nose with one hand and her dress up with the other, she backed in, that way avoiding seeing the fetid, bottomless hole. A large brown spider weaving a web from one of the beams to a crack in the door swung past her right cheek. Rosie laughed. She considered all living creatures as friends, even the less attractive ones.
"Hello, Sid,"
she said in nasal tones, because she had to hold on to her nose.
"Why'd you stay in this smelly place? You could catch just as many flies if you made your web on one of the apple trees, and you'd have a nice view of the moors, too."
Rosie's home, May Cottage, was at the heart of the Somerset Levels, a low-lying area of fertile moorland, crisscrossed with